The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So one of the important concepts in Buddhist meditation is the concept of unification, of gathering together, of collectedness. And sometimes it's associated with the word one-pointedness, though the idea of one-pointedness being that everything is pointing in the same direction, everything is pointing together. Sometimes the language of one-pointedness can mean that one part of us is supposed to be pointing in a direction, but then all the other parts go in different directions. I think that the Buddhist word that's translated as one-pointedness literally means a single direction, a single ekagata. So the idea of we have one purpose, one direction, one intention that we're gathering ourselves around. And one of the primary ways in which people, I meet people who, it's hard to be unified or collected, is that because people are divided within themselves. Some people are at a war with themselves. There's parts of ourselves that we don't like, parts of ourselves that we think we should be one way, think we should be another way. And so this internal struggle between the good side and the bad side of us, for some people, is quite strong. Some of it is inherited ideas from society, from family, from religion. The idea that there are good sides and bad sides of us, certain intentions, certain thoughts we have are wrong and we should absolutely not have them, and that we should not show them to anyone. We're doomed as people if we have them, and it's bad. And that other sides, you know, are good. Some people are afraid of their goodness, and some people just think they're supposed to be good, and so they're at war with themselves. And I've talked to people, it's very explicit, the fight inside between the two sides. And what happens when there's an internal struggle between a good and a bad side is that no one's going to win. As long as we're divided, we're not going to win, because the two sides are always going to stay opposed to each other. And the image that I like to use for people who have a very strong divide and tension between different sides of themselves, the good side and the bad side, the part they don't want to show to other people, the desires they have or don't have that they feel good about, is the image I like to convey is to have the two sides hold hands. So hand in hand. Somehow, rather than saying they have to stop fighting or something or stop being different, that they can work together, that they can hold hands and see each other and respect each other. Each is there because of causes and conditions. It's not like inherent that it's one way or the other. And in those causes and conditions, to have respect and care for these different sides of ourselves and find a way where these two sides can respect each other, to respect the different sides of us. So to find some way to create unity by not fighting anymore, not struggling between ourselves. And so part of this idea of unification, of collectedness, has to do with opening up the field of our heart, the field of awareness or attention, so that there's a way in which it's all held within that field. Rather than sitting on one side of the court, boxing arena or something, and looking at the one on the other side, it keep expanding out the attention so that you can hold all of it in the awareness, rather than deciding which is the right, good or bad part, or right and wrong part. Expanding the attention so it's broader and bigger and somehow can hold it. And I've known people who've experimented with expanding their attention. So their attention, only by kind of imagining that they're standing on the hill across the valley, looking at themselves, could they create enough space and openness so the different parts of themselves can be held and in some kind of more collected, harmonious way. There's space for it all. And one of the other concepts that is very important in Buddhism for meditation practice is the idea of expansive mind, an open expansive mind or open expansive awareness. And these two coming together, the idea of being collected or unified and expansive, points to this idea that to open up the awareness, to have the presence of mind, which is mindfulness, the presence of attention, where attention is big enough that it's bigger than the tight, claustrophobic focus on things have to be a certain way or shouldn't be a certain way. As soon as we kind of get caught in that kind of vice of attention, like, then it is to relax and open. And this idea of opening and relaxing and making space for allows for some of this collectedness of practice to happen by itself. We don't have to be so in charge of gathering and collecting all the pieces together. More like we're in charge of opening up and making space. And a lot of that's dependent on not being so involved in thinking. And so we don't want to be at war with our thinking, but we don't want to also negotiate things through the filter of our thinking only, because the thinking is often where the divide begins happening, where the separation begins happening. So even with thinking, it's going to open up the attention broader than our thinking. So that our thinking isn't the only game in town, isn't the way in which we see and understand what's happening. So we're not caught in the meanings of thinking or the concerns of thoughts, but we open up in some wider sense. And this is one of the reasons why meditation practice in Buddhism puts a lot of emphasis on being in the present moment. Because thinking is often what keeps us out of the present moment. But if we can open up again the attention into the present moment to be inclusive, then thinking can be part of that inclusive picture. But if the attention is wide enough, open enough, and it's easier to not be seduced by the thoughts, as if that's how we're going to figure out our life and negotiate our life. So these different things, there's a sense of relaxed openness to mindfulness and attention that's relaxed and open to what is not divided, not at war with what's there. There can be a war, but the attention then is to try to make it bigger and wider, that holds it all. It doesn't choose between the good and the bad side, but holds it all in a bigger context. And then idea of not negotiating things through our thoughts is so important. You can't stop your thinking necessarily, but don't invest yourself into thinking as being the solution in the way, because that allows you to kind of makes more space, makes kind of a wider context. In all the ways that we were divided, all the ways in which we're scattered, all the ways in which your mind is fleetingly jumping around to different concerns and thoughts and feelings, all require work. All require energy. And so as we learn to relax in meditation, this relaxed, open collectedness, that kind of in a certain kind of way allows for it all to be there, it's also a way of beginning to not invest so much of our energy in all these activities that are dividing us. And so I like the image I like to have for this is, it's like maybe like five different marbles in a big bowl, which are spinning around and bouncing off each other and constantly being kind of re-energized and spinning around, because maybe the kid who's playing with it keeps putting his hand in there and pushing them. But if we just get out of the way and stop activating or energizing or adding to the momentum of these marbles, the marbles are going to settle into the bottom of the bowl and eventually come to a stop and rest at the bottom. So we have all these desperate kind of things going on, and if we could kind of hold them in a meditative awareness, open, broad, wide, hold it all in this big bowl of awareness, and not think so much about things and begin making space for them, slowly, slowly what will happen is that things will start settling down, and all your marbles will eventually come and rest in the in the bottom of your heart. And the heart can be at rest in itself. So collectedness. The one of the terms for this unification, it's something like ekabodhi, ekabodha, something, I don't remember exactly the word, but according to the dictionary etymology of it, the Indian Pali Dictionary, is it means to weave into one. So to weave into one, to weave ourselves into one. Is that nice, collectedness? So, may this, those kinds of ideas kind of give you something to, you know, consider as you sit down to meditate next time. So, we have time now for our